Back Road, written by Heather Ewart and Karen Mitchell-Moore, and read by Heather Ewart. Our first stop was the small town of Yakandanda, on the edge of Victoria's high country, where we met the unforgettable 12-year-old Moira Dale. As she shared scones she'd baked for our afternoon tea with her mother and aunt, Moira calmly explained she had autism, but that wasn't going to prevent her from being a good actor. In fact, her career was already off and running, launched in the local production Scaredy Cat, which went on to feature in the Melbourne Comedy Festival to great acclaim. Moira is still acting and has become a cherished friend. That's what can happen on the back roads. From the hills to the outback to the sea, we came across one inspiring story after another, and many of the characters we remain in touch with. It's been one of the great joys of working on back roads. And it doesn't take much for childhood memories to come flooding back either. Like the smell of hot, fresh bread out of the oven at Kevin and Gail Sharp's bakery at Birchip in the Mallee. Though their real claim to fame is their award-winning vanilla slices. Like Craig Stanier, or Uli, as the locals call him, in Ceduna, South Australia, whose job is to keep a watchful eye on the road across the Nullarbor, and who has the same sort of droll tongue I used to hear around our farm kitchen table. I actually fell for his line that he was setting up in the middle of the highway for an international hopscotch competition. Like Joan Sinclair near Corryong, in the foothills of the Snowy Mountains, still riding horses in her 80s, and enjoying a camp oven roast with her mates around the fire, just as our family used to on weekend picnics. Like Lynn, the mobile hairdresser in North Queensland, and her loyal friend and assistant Phil, with whom I counted caravans and tall anthills to while away the hours between appointments on our long road trip. A bit like playing I Spy in the car with my siblings in the old days. Like the brave Gurjeet Sondhu at Harrow, whose life was turned upside down when her husband Tari died soon after we met them. Yet Gurjeet is determined to stay put and keep their farm going, just as my mother did after my father died of a heart attack. No matter which town we go to, the residents seem familiar to me because they have the same traits and way of expressing themselves as those people I grew up with on the back roads. They just get on with it, secure in the knowledge that this is the place where they belong.